We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Will Carroll, he is one of the leading injury experts in the entire world. His column is called Under the Knife, and you can find it at undertheknife.substack.com or just simply Google Under the Knife and read the very latest from Will Carroll. His report is brought to you by Johnson and Alday. Injury attorneys, visit Johnson Alday. That's Johnson, A-L-D-A-Y, JohnsonAlday.com. And he joins us, does Will, on the WayForward.com hotline. Morning to you, Will.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Awesome. And you, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, making it through this pandemic as we see what this next phase brings us.
You know what? Speaking of that, Freddie Freeman, you know, we know that he has COVID and everything, but realistically, Will, I don't know if you know this or not, because we're still, you know, gathering information, but how realistic is it that Freddie Freeman will be ready for the start of baseball, for the restart of baseball, I should say?
Yeah, that's an absolute unknown. It's a great question. You know, some of the recovery is pretty quick. We've seen guys in the public eye who are not in that great of condition. I'm thinking of Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister. He was back at work in a matter of days. A lot of people, I don't want to make the easy comparison to the flu, but some people come back that way. A lot, though, and Tommy Hatovi, the pitching coach for the Cubs, talks about how more than a month later, and he is a former major league pitcher, more than a month later, he's still having cardiovascular issues. Part of that is, you know, you decondition a little bit if you're down for a couple weeks. But he says he just doesn't have the lung capacity. We've seen studies that show that it can have kind of a second wave effect on the organs. There was a recent study that shows there might be some brain damage in some cases. We certainly hope Freddie Freeman and everybody else avoids any of those secondary ones, comes back. You know, in most situations, something like this depends on how much weight and how much time you lose. So as long as he can keep his strength up, he should be back fairly quickly. You know, hitters don't need a lot of time to tune up their swing. He's not one of those that has a disjointed, complicated swing. He's a natural guy, so he could come back relatively quickly, and we hope he does.
Talking with Will Carroll here as we get sports ramped back up. Baseball, of course, is front and center with us 2 weeks away. Braves going through inter-squad games. There's going to be an awful big temptation for these pitchers to go out there, especially when you're a Mike Soroka and you're 21, you know, guys who are young who, think that they're bulletproof to some degree to be able to go out there and just, okay, we went through some of spring training, even though we stopped down, we're really kind of
into it. What do they call that, grip it and rip it?
And I can go nine right now. Let me go, coach.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. Soroka, you would think, given his durability issues, might be a little smarter than that at this stage. Luckily, the reason you have coaches and general managers is to keep guys from doing just that. That's their job, to save them from themselves at times. Because you want guys like that. You want guys who say, I'm taking the ball and I'm going the whole way. Shouldn't happen. And Alex Anthopoulos and Snitker have been saying the right things. You know, guys going out in shorter stints, especially at the start of the season, is smart if you want to get them through. But it's also how you do that. You're not just saying, you know, it's like spring training and a guy is going out for three, then four, then five. That makes sense to some level. But in a season with only 60 games, every game counts more. So you have to take a way of looking at that. If you stack these pitchers, if you line them up in the right way, you can amplify what those pitchers can actually do. The easy thing would be to tandem them, to put two pitchers together, one throw in three or four, the other throw in three or four, and then, you know, a normal bullpen behind them. That would be very easy to do at the start of the season. I think the Braves are going to be more creative. I like what I'm hearing from them in terms of how they're going to utilize their pitchers, not only to keep them safe, but to keep them effective. And I think I'm pretty high on the Braves right now.
Bradley Beal, how close are you to playing for Orlando before bowing out due to his shoulder injury?
That's a tough one. It seems like he was very, very close. It's a situation a lot like Victor Oladipo, where not the same contract situation, but where could he have played? Was that a factor in it? Certainly, you understand why anybody would say, you know what, this bubble's not working. And speaking of bubble, really, Beal probably could have played. It's a question of, you know, the long term and what did he really have to play for. But with the bubble, if you guys watched Edey last night, there was a major injury during that first MLS game, Orlando and Miami, and they had to take a guy off on a stretcher. He went to the hospital, and this is where the bubble breaks down. Just taking him for an MRI means he's coming out of the bubble. They don't have those at Disney World, oddly enough. So does he have to be quarantined again? How do you get back in? If you have to go to a hospital for scans or checks, heck, Orlando hospitals are about the last place I would want to be right now.
Right.
And you're certainly going to have a higher risk of exposure. So, you know, if you're the NBA or the MLS, how do you address this? I don't even know what you could possibly do because it's, MRIs, half of them are in, you know, strip malls somewhere. Those can be pretty isolated. But a major injury, which happened in sports, is one that I haven't really seen addressed.
Talking with Will Carroll, our injury expert, Under the Knife columnist, and, you know, there's so much that's in play for people like Will at the moment with sports restarting because we have this brave new world of COVID and how it affects everything else, and this stop down, which we've unprecedented in all of sports, the 4 months that it's been since we played, and we saw a game last night between Orlando and Miami in Major League Soccer, and in that game we saw the heat and humidity take its toll on players early. Their mandatory break at 30 minutes in terms of a hydration break. How difficult is it on team staff and trainers now to also, in addition to having to manage everything else, you're in Orlando in the heat and humidity of summer and making sure your players, you know, not only don't cramp, but also don't suffer from any kind of heat exhaustion.
Yeah, that's the issue. Certainly going right back into a heat and humidity-filled place. I think it feels like every place is. It's in the 90s here in Indianapolis. But Florida, you kind of anticipated that. They've been there. They've been acclimating. These guys didn't just show up and play. They're in good shape. Heat and humidity is something that can get you, though. So they're going to be watching that. They've done temperature checks. They're doing temperature checks, you know, for the COVID, but they're also doing temperature checks to make sure people don't overheat. They're using some technologies to check body heat. I know the NBA, which will be playing inside, is using something called an Aura ring, which is basically a sensor inside the ring. The players seem to be reacting very negatively to it because they think it's like a GPS tracker rather than just checking their heart rate and sleep. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But the water breaks are nice. But it really comes down to how well can your body, efficiently move not just the water, but the nutrition and the minerals and the electrolytes it needs. And that doesn't just come from water breaks. You can't move it.
Well, but so help me out here for a second here, Will, because mm-hmm. you just hit on something. Because I know that all these little leagues are starting up again, and youth soccer is about to begin here in Atlanta, or it has already in some spots. And we're going to mm-hmm. get into the heat of summer here. Are you telling me that maybe Gatorade, Powerade, that those things are better than water when you're taking hydration breaks?
No. It doesn't get through fast enough. I mean, you have to think about it. You know, when you drink something, it doesn't immediately go out. You know, if your calves are starting to cramp up and you drink, Gatorade, Powerade, whatever your choice is, your body's got to diffuse it through the system and it can't just say, oh, I need it there. There are mechanisms to direct things when it's needed, but the body's not that good at targeting. That's why we can't lose fat in certain places. The body's a generalist. No, it's not necessarily better. Really, what water breaks do is give people a chance to cool down. You do need to replace that fluid that you're losing through sweat, and people really, really underestimate how much you sweat. Swimmers are the ones that actually get in the most danger because they're wet. You don't think about them sweating, but they do. Heat exhaustion, heat illness of any sort, you know, this is one of those things where you absolutely could cure this with very simple things. A kiddie pool and some ice would eliminate heat injury, heat illness across the country. We could have zero deaths because you can flat out cure somebody whose body temperature is getting up. I've seen it happen. And it's one of those things that all we have to do is decide. And unfortunately, we don't. So to answer your question specifically, what we need to do is not just take water breaks. We need to get the body cooled a little bit more, which would make it efficient. The problem is you don't really want to super cool it because then the muscles start to tighten up. So it's kind of a balancing act, which is why those athletic trainers on the sidelines are so important.
Fascinating stuff, Will. All right, here we go. Your time to bat is now, Will Carroll, because sports are back and contact sports and team sports and the heat and humidity of summer and outdoors and all that kind of stuff. This is your time of the year.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, but I'm glad we actually have actual sports to talk about.
Yes, it's finally here. Finally here.
Thank you, Will. Do appreciate.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.